Okay.
Excuse me, cat.
You can just kill her.
Ooh, ooh.
You just kill her.
I won't
want.
Kill a cat, man.
Yeah.
I think it's cute and I love it, actually. We got fucking two cats in Baltimore now.
What, in the house?
My little bro's got some cats to kill those fucking Greektown rodents.
It's nice to live in a shit neighborhood. You can just, the cats will just walk in, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. We got a little menagerie going in Greektown now.
Yeah.
Got a little fucking dog.
Push that door shut so the cat doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Anyway. Yeah, you can just collect whatever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had a rooster when he was a child.
Yeah.
But I don't think they were just wandering around. My fucking mom grew up on different farms. They had a pet pig for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
tight. Was she very fond of that pig? Was that, was that like an important part of her life?
Yeah, she keeps talking about how she was only happy when she fed the pig.
Yeah.
And how she just cherished it. And
They are nice pets.
I know. I kind of want to get one at one point.
Yeah.
Little fuck, not a pot belly.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of those motherfuckers grow large.
A Vietnamese.
Is that, do they have Vietnamese
pig.
Pigs?
Yeah, Vietnamese pig. Vietnamese pot like? Belly. I think that's what you're thinking of.
Is it big?
No, those are like.
I want a teacup pig.
Those are
like, dude.
Yeah, those are, here, Vietnamese.
I want a little pig that looks like a dog. Vietnamese I'll take a pig over a dog. We have a lot more in common.
These are Vietnamese pigs. They look like Vietnamese
people. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're big boys.
Yeah. That's so funny that they bred the pigs to look like them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It was the French.
No, it was Vietnamese people. They're like, yeah, listen, I want him to.
How you think it was? They wanted a pet that looked exactly like him.
Yeah.
They got a pet they could use face app on.
The same haircut.
Yeah.
What kind of, you want a teacup pig?
Yeah, dude, a little guy.
They're as smart as dogs, apparently.
I think some say smarter.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I did always fuck with pigs.
Yeah.
Even as a young child, I associated with them.
Yeah.
It sounded fun to just fucking eat slop and shit. I don't know. Lay in mud.
I don't know what I associate with. A mongoose?
The mongoose. After you read Ricky Tikki Tavi, mm-hmm. everyone thinks they're a fucking mongoose.
The mongoose is the best.
Mongoose fucking rules.
Yeah.
yeah, probably him. He was a fucking killer. But then I remember seeing an actual mongoose and be like, what the fuck is this? This is just a fucking rat.
Mm-hmm.
In real life, snakes look cooler than mongooses.
Yeah.
But the story of Ricky Tikki Tavi, now that's some good literature right there. It's probably one of my favorite books.
Yeah. Sucky Dicky. Sucky Dicky Doggy.
Sucky Dicky Doggy.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good. It's about a gay man whose family is killed by dogs.
Yeah.
And then he gets revenge by sucking the dog's dick later.
Yeah.
You ever read Ricky Tikki Tavi?
Ricky Tikki Tambo?
Ricky Tikki
Rambo?
No, it's Ricky Tikki Tavi.
Wasn't that like a poem the kids used to say?
No, dude, it's a fucking story about a mongoose killing a snake.
No, dude, I haven't read anything. It's a big secret about me that I try to lie about in public.
What did they teach you in Vegas, dude, if you didn't read about Ricky Tikki Tavi?
They taught us how to work the house. They taught us about how to ask if you're a cop.
How to spot autistic guys counting cards.
How to spot if if someone trying to get you to suck them off is a cop.
I love the idea of Las Vegas having like blackjack dealing classes in elementary school.
Yeah.
That's got to be one of the biggest industries, right?
What?
Being a blackjack dealer in Vegas?
I mean, there's probably, what, like 50 of them?
Nah, dude. How many casinos are there?
You could deal blackjack all night.
Nah, dude. Union rules.
Yeah.
It's got to be an old bitch with a bow tie smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
Or cigarette, I guess. Anyway. Well,
we're back, folks.
From what?
From,
the regular
from our last episode.
What have you been up to? What's new? You've been doing a lot.
I went ironically to see the Dave Matthews Band last night, and then it got rained out.
Doesn't that be ironic?
I thought that I was going to meet the man because my friend Riley did a covers album for
sorry
him.
Sorry, guys. Show got brained out. Dave Matthews got his dick sucked
getting
too much.
He
got
head.
Brained out. He was,
he's getting his dick sucked too much.
He was, so yeah,
he
dude.
Had to cancel the show. The whole band got brained out.
So it got rained out, and I got caught in the parking lot. I couldn't find the car.
Hell yeah.
Got
you
drenched.
Drove? Where was it?
It was on Long Island.
Oh, my God. I assumed it was MSG.
I mean, it was in Jones Beach, so like right outside Queens.
Wow, dude, you're in Queens. You didn't even come say hello after it got
Dave
brained
Matthews,
out.
Man, a classic.
I would never.
I would never gonna survive.
What's one of his songs?
That one. Crazy. Dave Matthews Band.
The Ants
think
Marching.
I'm crazy.
Yeah, he did Crazy.
Yeah. I'm fucking Dave Matthews.
He did that one that's like,
it's there.
And my dick
dib
is small.
Dib it up, it's there.
Yeah. That's the Gorillaz.
Matthews.
He did that song that all these
my
N-words,
name is
all
Dave
these N-words
Matthews.
And all these hoes. Some,
yeah.
Somebody
I
here gonna fuck.
Getting my dick sucked.
I'm Dave Matthews. I have a small penis because I'm fucking gay.
Anyway, I went so I could take a selfie with Dave Matthews and really show the world how much I'm
Love
thriving right now.
Alone.
Yes.
And I ended up just getting a cold from getting stuck in a torrential downpour.
Dude, tell
me
about it.
And not being able to find the car.
Yeah, that sucks.
You should get into tarantulas.
I should get into like
ooh, a tarantula. What about this? A torrential downpour.
That's what made me think of it.
Yeah.
Because he said it weird and I yes. thought about a tarantula just downpour.
Damn.
I thought, wait, that would suck.
Yeah, that would fuck.
How about that for a Netflix horror movie?
Tarantula downpour?
Yeah. They saw, they lost subscribers for the first time.
Oh, really?
Well, since they split off their streaming and DVD service, so like in 10 years is the first time they've had like
a
bad quarter.
So fucking hire us to write Tarantula Downpour, dude.
Yeah. Mm. It could be because they raised prices, but I choose to believe it's because they gave too many black ladies shows. doing a little too much black girl magic on Netflix. And it has nothing to do with the fact that they announced that they're raising prices to like $17 a month or whatever.
Really?
It's ridiculous. It's like going up to like $15.
That's wild, dude.
And it's like, no.
Dude, I mean, now we're going to start stealing shit again,
right.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm not, listen, I already have Hulu and Netflix and HBO. I'm not getting anything else.
Mm-hmm. I just learned
fuck
how
off.
To torrent.
Netflix
yeah,
is back to torrent.
I don't need,
Netflix
I don't
is,
need them.
They're a lot like Lewis.
Okay.
It's kind of the fate of every businessman.
Yeah.
Which R.I.P. Lee Iacocca, he died last week and nobody paid attention
did he?
To it.
The,
yeah.
The guy who owned Chrysler?
He didn't own Chrysler.
He was a CEO?
Yeah.
Sorry.
He saved Chrysler.
He saved Chrysler.
With what?
The minivan.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, he was
the town and country?
Yeah. He was the guy that came up with the fucking minivan.
Whoa, respect.
Yeah, he was
with
at
the
that
panel.
Actually is smart.
He was at Ford and he was like, we got to make this minivan thing. And they're like, that's a stupid
they're like,
idea.
Shut up, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, and they fired him. And then he went to Chrysler, and he's like, how about my fucking minivan?
Suck
idea?
These nuts, motherfucker.
And they made it, and yeah, it was funny. I was just talking about this the other day, because it's like, I don't know. There was a period in the late 80s and early 90s where the other American car manufacturers, like, just had no plans for any kind of, like,
mm-hmm.
front engine, you know, like... family, yeah, like a
wasn't
minivan.
The plan just make the shit big, everything bigger for a while?
Well, no, before SUVs, it was minivans, there were station wagons.
Yes,
the minivan killed the station wagon.
Minivan killed the station wagon,
but like Ford and Chevy,
yep.
They didn't have
that's a good cover.
Thanks, man.
Ford and Chevy didn't have like you know minivans, so they just took their regular shitty cargo vans and put like nicer upholstery in it and was like, yeah, put your kids in this.
Damn, like what? I don't remember those.
The Mormon family used to have the Ford Excursion. Do you remember that? It was bigger than the Expedition.
That came out
that's
about
way
10
later,
years.
Though.
Yeah,
way,
yeah.
Way later.
But those fuckers are big.
I had a lot of my beautiful years were spent in a Dodge Grand Caravan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I learned how to
gold,
smoke weed
champagne gold.
In a Ford Windstar.
Oh, I used to fucking measure out weed on my mother's Weight Watcher scale to sell at school.
I got a
in
0.5
Grand Caravan.
Of a blowjob in a Ford Windstar
nice.
Once. Mm-hmm.
I was too nervous to make a move for like, I was just parked after a date in high school for like 3 hours,
uh-huh.
just making,
just going,
just being like, just looking at my dick, just looking at my dick and being like,
Your dick's just like, yeah. like sounds like a cell phone getting a text message.
Like, I'm sorry,
buzzing.
Is there air leaking out of you?
You're deflating.
Salute, dude. That thing's still around somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, you're right, Nick. I think we should have celebrated the life of Lee Iacocca a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But we're too worried about this. We're too worried about this Ilhan Omar.
Did anybody get head in an... Hold on. Before we finish the Lee Iacocca segment, has anyone here ever gotten head in a minivan?
I told you, I got half of a blowjob, but no busties.
That's a blowjob, brother.
Okay, a girl
how long were
sucked
you,
my penis.
How long was her mouth on your dick?
I think for about 5 minutes.
Oh, that definitely counts.
Yeah.
What do we count? It's you don't have to bust for
well,
it to be a blowjob.
Well, thank you. I always thought that the bust was what
no.
was required to call it a blowjob.
You can have sex and not bust.
No, I think in order for it to be a blowjob, you have to say, I love you.
No, dude.
And
sex
bust.
Is, you have to get, I would say, 6 full strokes. And then the clock starts on having sex. Just
okay.
One in. One in doesn't count. Mm-hmm. One's a that's a dippery doo-dah.
The Brock Turner defense.
Brock Turner defense. Your Honor, one dip doesn't count. Yeah.
Just because my son played just the tip. Just because my son got a little bit of tip action off some wet, sloppy hole.
No, this is all...
20 minutes of just tasting off a little bit of the pussy pie.
That was
now
what
this is all with consent in mind. My rules
a lot of people,
are only with consent.
They focus on the 20 minute of action, but they leave off the rest of what Brock Turner's dad said.
Yeah.
Which is really quite compelling.
So my son cut a little slice of pussy pie.
How much...
I think he called it
got
poontang
the sweet
pie.
Taste.
That sweet, sweet poontang.
Difficult hole.
Brock Turner's his yeah. dad really shouldn't have
the
said that.
The angrier the fruit, the sweeter the berries.
Yep.
Yeah, that was fucked up that he said that. All that stuff verbatim. He
shouldn't have said that. And Nick,
look that up on court
Nick
records.
Nick was just quoting him. So.
Mm. That's the thing people do on Reddit when they're like, somebody will mention Brock Turner and they're like, oh, you mean Brock Turner the rapist? And somebody else would be like, yes, Brock Turner, the rapist who raped a girl and is a rapist. And then they're like, keep doing this so that anytime you search his name, rapist comes up.
Oh, like
and it's like people know who that guy is.
Does he have like a job now?
No.
He just lives
he's
at his
swim
parents
coach.
Swimming?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just
don't
swimming
know.
In his parents' pool.
It's like like having something.
What if
like
he
that
became so good at swimming and then he went to the Olympics? How annoying that would be.
Yeah.
He just
too good.
He's so good. He just keeps winning gold medals and shit. He's Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and I'm not sorry about the rape, by the way,
mm-hmm.
while he's on the podium.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a tight move.
I would. Yeah, that would not be chill, actually.
Yeah, it would be.
He's swimming for his own country.
Yeah.
Rapistan.
Rapistan, which.
No, he just gets citizenship in like,
no, it would be great
in,
if he,
like
he,
Iran or
well,
something.
Yeah, say, no. He swims for China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
And then we lose the China wins the you know, the swimming race.
Yes,
and
the
then
big race.
Malia Obama has to have sex with the president of China.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Oh, they did a friendly wager.
And so Brock Turner once again, because we turned his back on him, gets his revenge on America.
Yes, he gets his revenge.
He gets his revenge.
Yeah.
Because we turned our back on
interesting
him.
And it would be Malia. It wouldn't be one of Trump's daughters.
I don't understand, man. He went to jail. He served his debt to society. He paid his debt.
Mm-hmm. What was he in there
and
for?
And society
2 months?
Said, no, thank you.
6 months.
6 months? Come on. Jeez Louise.
Fair's
that's
fair.
That seems like a debt.
Yeah.
Debt paid.
Wasn't there another judge?
You got black guys in jail doing that amount of time for combing their hair on the bus.
That's true.
No.
Which is illegal.
Under, I'm sure under some, in some counties in like Alabama, there's an arcane law that some kind of Negroid grooming act.
Yeah, I mean, like you find shit out like that. Like there's fucking 200 black guys in jail in like Tennessee for dancing.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it kind of fell through the cracks in the system. It was all they could charge them
they
with.
They tried to start their own Zumba classes and they got arrested for not having permits.
It's an old piece of legislation that they use to get guys that are falling through the cracks.
Falling through the cracks, meaning not the black people they haven't arrested yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is really chill that, like, everyone is just... There's, you just buy weed candy everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
And so many motherfuckers are just going to be in jail forever.
Yeah.
For selling fucking horrible dirt weed.
No, I think if you legalize something, you have to let all the people out of prison.
No, I don't think so. Is that true?
Yeah.
Nah,
if you decriminal, if you pass a law saying this isn't illegal anymore, you have to let all those people out of prison.
No chance. They would in states. I'm sure there's state like Denver.
Decriminalization is different than legalization.
Maybe that's the sticking point.
Yeah. So you can still keep them in jail because if you decriminalize it, it means that the law is still on the books, but you're not enforcing it. Versus legalization means
so
it's legal.
If there's, let's say, theoretically, there was someone in jail for sodomy right now, they would continue to stay in jail?
Well, they should.
If someone was in jail from, like, the 1800s, I guess.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's the same way that if you do something and then they pass a law later saying it's illegal, they can't go after you.
I was almost
there's definitely
lawyer.
Black guys who sold weed.
Ex post facto is the... Yeah.
Exo sucko dicko. Yeah.
Double Jeopardy. Tommy
sure. Double Lee Jeopardy. You do a crime twice and they don't catch you, you're free.
Yeah, that means that if you kill someone twice...
If you kill identical twins...
Yeah, it's illegal.
Double Jeopardy.
Double job.
No, isn't that a big problem with all this fucking shit? You got fucking just like white bitches selling that have like cannabis infused white Zinfandel.
Well, the problem is that like when you legalize it immediately, it's just going to be controlled by like Philip Morris or whoever has access to all of these crops.
Yeah.
Like historically it's been poor people being thrown in jail for manufacturing and selling the drugs, or at least weed, which actually I don't even know how true that is. I mean, probably most of the weed now comes from like bigger, like grow operations.
Yeah. In like Oregon and California.
Yeah, that even prior to like, you know, yeah, you talk about like street level dealers or whatever, but the people like pumping out like hundreds of thousands of fucking pounds of weed or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, even people who sell weed now illegally, it's like here technically it's illegal, but it's like we just text someone to get weed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like there's definitely huge fucking, I don't know, suppliers. But I mean, when they were doing like in the fucking 90s and shit, when they were enforcing drug laws, isn't weed still like a schedule whatever the fuck drug or whatever the fuck? What's the hardest one? Schedule C?
I think it's Schedule 1.
Schedule 1.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
And that's like heroin and shit?
It's still federally illegal or something.
Fuck the feds, dude.
I've never respected the
feds.
Well,
I guess, we don't guarantee retroactive immunity.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, which is fucked up.
But if you do commit a crime and then they make it illegal later, you can't be charged with it. So like if some
right if it wasn't illegal at the time, obviously, right.
like if you found a way to like fuck a child
before that was illegal
like if they fucked
up, if you found a way,
if somebody snuck in a law that got signed into law that said that the age of consent is 8, you put it on page 3000 of like an extensive
agriculture
bill. Then you and your friends can go to Little St. James Island, fuck a bunch of kids, and then they don't notice the bill until 15 years later when they signed the ACA.
Oh, so you think that's going to be Epstein's big reveal?
Yeah.
In court, he's going to be like, motherfucker, check out page 442 of the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, fuck, it says Jeffrey Epstein and up to 4 other motherfuckers at
no
any time.
No one read it before they
can
passed
get pussy
it.
From children.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to be like, fuck, he's got us. Did you guys see that video of Trump and Epstein?
Yeah.
Chilling.
They just look like a couple pimps, dude.
You can't tell. You can't look at that vid and say
those chicks
anything but pimps.
Those chicks looked old. Those chicks were at least 40.
Yeah, that's why Epstein
those
was
women
mad.
Were adults. No, it was
they
funny.
Were
it's because it's like it's a video of like, look at Trump being handsy with these women. It's like he's at a party. I mean, it's like, what do you?
I mean, the video's just that he's boys with Epstein. It's not.
Sure. No. There's like fucking people like
that are like what he's doing is
like,
inappropriate.
Yeah, because he slapped some woman's ass in the video, and it's like,
well, that
I know. What do you want? I mean, it's like if you're gonna try and get him on everything, it's like,
what's like,
I know
what
I
about
saw
like the 20 30 something women that said that he raped them or sexually assaulted them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really
not that lady in the green that wanted to get his little,
I don't know if
wiener.
She wanted it or not, but like, let's just like focus on what we
on the rape the
what's on the record
raped.
Yeah.
One thing I did come away from is looking at that and being like, you throw out all the rapes, obviously, but just all the pussy he's gotten consensually makes me mad. How much more pussy Donald Trump has gotten than me?
Yeah, but he probably wasn't a very good fuck, you know?
That's true, but that is true.
He was probably a bad fuck.
He didn't have the connection that I've had.
He had too much confidence going into it. I think to be a truly great lover, you have to have a baseline insecurity going into it.
Sure, that's true.
So you overcompensate for your tiny penis or whatever it is that makes you insecure.
Yep.
So you eat pussy too much, or you you shake a little bit, like when you
shake
about to touch their tit. You know?
Oh no, dude!
Show them that you really appreciate it.
No, you can't shake. The only thing that shakes is my cock. I've trained it to vibrate.
Cool if Brock Turner's dad was in that video at that point.
He's the guy in the mustache standing next to them.
He's on a microphone. Guys, we're all here to get a little taste of some pussy pie. Get a little action. A little sweet slice of the forbidden fruit. The delicious berry of an unconsenting woman. They're like, oh yeah, Hank Turner's doing his classic pussy pie speech. You gotta hear this guy's pussy pie speech.
Yeah, he's thrilled when his son gets arrested. He's like, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the dust off the old material.
Knock kicks open a war chest in the basement.
Yeah. Scrolls blows the dust off.
For 1,000 years I've been acquiring pussy pie by 20 minutes of action atop the mountain of
Hank Turner. Damn, this cat wants my cock, dude. She's sitting right on top of my penis.
Mm-hmm. That's what animals do mean when they do that.
Yeah. They want to fuck me, right?
They want to fuck, dude.
I've gone back to feeling my dog's nipples. It feels like a more pure love.
When you touch your dog's nipples?
Yeah. You know, she kind of allows me to do it.
Thank you.
What did you say?
It was just a joke.
What did you say?
ASAP Rocky's in prison in Sweden.
Yeah,
like Denmark.
For defending a woman.
No.
From what, Muslims?
I don't know. That's what people say happened to him. Apparently the Congressional Black Caucus is trying to get him out.
Free ASAP.
Free ASAP. Free Flocko.
What about
that's an official Cumtown stance.
Absolutely. This could be though, this could be ASAP Ferg. Coordinating with the Swedish government so that he would ascend to the number one.
It'd be funny if the Swedish government,
the king of ASAP mob,
returned him and he was in a coma with botulism. Just to give him the Otto Warmbier treatment.
Damn. R.I.P. Otto, dude. Mm-hmm. A freedom fighter.
A true bro.
Yeah. What about all this fuck? Everyone talking about aliens and shit.
What did you mean? Area 51?
Yeah.
I thought I didn't want to say anything, and then a couple people messaged me about it, but it does seem weird with the Epstein stuff, because it's like it seems like there's some kind of contrivance there where they're trying to like create this other like, and aliens are real too. Let's just believe all conspiracy theories.
It's
and also there are like real humans in cages. Why are they like storming an alien cage?
Because it's fun. It's funny.
But what about the real humans?
The government, like, pretty much, like, the story with Area 51 is, like, pretty fucking clear. It's, like, that's where they tested the SR-71. Everyone thought it was a UFO. Or, like, at the time, you had UFO sightings. And then they declassified the plane. And then, you know, eventually, I think in 1995, they had to formally acknowledge that Area 51 existed because somebody who worked there is like got sick and died, and their like wife was trying to get like, you know, benefits or something, and the government, Bill Clinton signed not an executive order.
Bill Clinton, huh? Or interesting.
Like an executive
connecting the dots.
An executive like dictum or something. I don't know. It's basically an official statement from the White House that says like, yeah, you can't move forward with this civil case because it's like an issue of national security.
Wow.
And that's like where they had to just say like, yes, Area 51 exists. It's like for like experimental aircraft.
They didn't give that lady any fucking money?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, no, the government doesn't care about anybody. I mean, this 9/11 first responders thing is like the best evidence of that. It's so funny to watch, like there's like some you know, the former head of like fucking ICE or I don't know, some piece of shit, but he's like, you know, he's a Congress is grilling him, and they're like, how did you let this happen on your watch? And it's all this theatrics, and it's like, well, you also let it happen on your watch.
Yeah.
Why weren't you doing... You're the government. You could have fucking done something.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, the way that, you know, it's just like nobody really gives a shit about fucking 9/11 first responders anymore. They won't give a shit about the kids on the fucking border in fucking 5 years or whatever if this is still going on and there's a Democrat in office.
Damn, 5 years they're still in cages?
It won't, yeah, nobody will care.
Yeah, well.
I mean, not nobody, but, you know, it's like so much bad shit happens that it's like, oh, yeah, well, like, you know, just business as usual.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe the Area 51 shit is a tie-in for, like, a movie.
What kind of movie?
An alien. Lego. Kind of alien movie.
Lego movie.
Lego aliens.
Yeah, Lego aliens.
Yeah, or maybe Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're making a Halo movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mission, not Mission Impossible. Men in, maybe, ooh, Men in Black just came out.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get in there. So you don't, so you actually don't think there's aliens, huh? You believe what the freaking government has told you about that plane or whatever the fuck.
I mean, it's just like the odds of people existing are so low, you know.
Oh, you don't believe in aliens at all? The reason I don't think there's aliens there is because Trump would have bragged about it by now.
Yeah.
He would have let something slide. And actually, if they're about to get Trump,
they probably wouldn't tell the president.
What?
There's a lot of shit they don't tell the president.
Like what? Doesn't the president get to know everything?
No, I don't think so, because you're not president forever.
Yeah, but there's only like 50 motherfuckers that's ever been president.
Yeah.
You're not president forever, but you fucking... Not that many of you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the president gets to be told.
Who
get,
if he doesn't, then who the fuck gets to?
Because he, then they would also have to tell him what's up with Jeffrey Epstein.
They know that. Everyone yeah. knows that they fucks kids.
It, no, I mean, he's like clearly like some sort of government asset.
Oh,
have
damn.
You followed the rest of that shit?
Not, of course not.
He has all these passports with fake names and shit. And like,
whoa, he's a fucking I mean, agent?
It's like...
What if he's an assassin?
I mean, like, odds are he's, like, connected to the Mossad and he's, like, just getting dirt on people for Israel.
That's how he's so rich.
Well, if you look at, it, like, his his fucking partner or his, like, girlfriend or whatever, that Ghislaine Maxwell bitch, her dad was, like, doing that.
Oh, you know,
he was a Mossad asset or whatever.
Hell yeah.
And then, yeah, like Jeffrey Epstein is a guy that invites all these people to his house to fuck children. And then he secretly records them doing it. And then he like is a hedge fund manager who doesn't work and has all these passports in his own private island.
Yeah, dude.
And there's no client list. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Acosta said himself that he was told to back off the case because he was like an intelligence asset.
Damn.
Yeah.
The intelligence is just videos of people fucking children.
Kind of, yeah. I don't know.
Damn, dude. What do you think about
I don't
that,
know, for Adam? Blackmail or whatever? I have no idea, but yeah.
So you think he doesn't fuck kids?
He gets heads of state
to fuck
kids. No, he does.
He probably
kids.
Does.
But they give him a pass.
Oh, okay.
Because he's the pimp. He's the child.
But
pimp.
Do you don't get high off your own supply. Classic you know, rule.
I think
of
that-
pimping. And drug dealing.
I think the pimps still make love to their bottom bitches.
That's just the bottom bitch.
Yeah, their bottom bitches, some of their side bitches.
Yeah, that's true.
Pimps, you know, they've been known.
I guess they do taste a little bit
I mean,
of
literally, if you get a lot of pussy, someone calls you a pimp.
That's true.
You know, there's a reason
I guess that's
for
more
that.
About drug dealing than pimping.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, like if you Google Epstein in Israel or Epstein in Mossad, it's like you only get like websites that look like this. You know, that's not the kind of thing the New York Times is ever going to speculate on.
Yeah.
Even if Jeffrey Epstein's like, I work for the government of Israel, they'd be like, Epstein indicated that he had some connections.
There were some veiled comments
Middle
made.
Middle Eastern countries.
Yeah.
You know.
Damn.
As a possible, but what's important is Donald Trump is friends with them. They're best friends. They have sex with children together. Donald Trump is a pedophile. Rape Donald Trump. It's a picture of him and Bill Clinton kissing the Israeli flag while fucking a baby together. They're Eiffel Towering an infant.
Possibly doctored images have appeared.
This photo of Jeffrey Epstein, who is friends with Donald Trump, depicts a certain flag, what some may call a flag.
A rectangular piece of cloth.
As he pushes Bill Clinton away, Bill Clinton, who is clearly trying to stop him, trying to save the baby.
He's trying to save a baby
by pulling the baby away from Jeffrey's penis with his own penis. He's in a...
They're giving the baby the Heimlich maneuver with their penises.
Locked in a struggle with Jeffrey. With Jeffrey. Jeffrey's trying to eat the Israeli flag because he hates it. And Bill Clinton is saving it by kissing the flag also while trying to unfuck the baby from...
Ah, fuck. Yeah. Well, he got denied bail or some shit just now.
Yeah.
Which is good, I guess.
I don't know. This thing is going to, like, just sort of disappear, and it's not going to... They're not going to reveal much, and people just get tired of it and move on to the next
thing. Yeah, probably. Unless some of that video leaks.
I don't see why it would.
Someone's got it, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Someone's got the vid. What if you saw a vid of Bill Clinton just getting head from a child?
Mm-hmm.
I would not watch it personally because it would be nasty.
Yeah. You're anti-nasty shit.
I'm not into nasty shit.
The other thing, too, though, is like, you know, like there's the Mossad, but then there's also just like Israeli politics and this other fucking guy who's just friends with Epstein.
Ehud Barak?
Yeah, who's now like Netanyahu's
former
like,
prime minister.
He's a pedophile. He's having sex with...
He said Barack's a pedophile?
Well, yeah, I mean...
Barack was a leader of the opposition party, though, so...
And he's boys with Epstein?
Yeah.
He used to be prime minister, but he's part of Labor and...
He said that...
Netanyahu's Likud.
He said that he never met any girls or whatever, but there's a video.
The old Dershowitz?
Yeah.
The old Dershowitz fucking testimony?
Yeah.
So wait, the Netanyahu's party is called the Likud?
Yes.
What about the Lick Dudes party?
That's cool.
Huh?
Yeah, that's good. That'll get them to stop.
How about that, BB? Actually, your party is called the Lick Dudes party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm taking a stand.
You fucking fascist.
Yeah.
I just want more juicy details, you know?
How juicy?
Leaving Neverland style?
You know what's
style?
So funny? It's because this shit is like so much more interesting than fucking Stranger Things.
Yes.
That's why Netflix sucks.
I never watched Stranger Things.
There's a pedophile with a weird temple on his private island. Yeah. Like, I would much rather just see more about that than...
Would
like,
you watch a show about
it? It's way better than True Detective.
We gotta play Dungeons & Dragons and figure out where the aliens are.
What is Stranger Things about?
It's nothing. It's garbage.
It's some like the first season, someone's in a wall or some shit.
I think there's magic and it's in the 80s.
Some bitch is in a wall because of Poltergeist, I think.
It's basically Poltergeist, the
first
season.
It's Poltergeist and it's all this
fucking
John Carpenter bullshit and it's just, yeah.
The girl that Drake's trying to fuck has like mental... She's basically what's her name from X-Men? Jean Grey. So you got Jean Grey in Poltergeist season one with a fucking fat sheriff that gay guys want to fuck or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the lady that stole acting weird.
Winona Ryder.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was season one. Now what are the rest of the seasons?
I think it would be great if Harvey Weinstein gets to come back, but he's acting now.
He's an actor?
He's in films. We see him as like the brother on King of Queens.
He just comes back and he does like a one-man play.
Did Harvey try to act initially or that was just your boy that did that?
What do you mean?
Like a lot of execs try to act at first.
Really?
Is that true?
I think so. They're like failed actors, but they want to be around.
True.
Maybe it's not true.
I don't think that's true.
Maybe that's just my prejudice.
Are you planning on being an exec?
Yeah, when I become a failed comedian.
Yeah. Well, you're already a failed comedian.
I'm like on my way to being a failed comedian, but I wouldn't say I've hit rock bottom yet. There's a lot lower that I can go.
Certainly. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a couple more good years, then it's all going to come cratering down.
They're not even fat years, but they feel like fat years, you know?
Yeah. Fat to us because we were fucking so broke before.
For 9 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go back to Baltimore, man.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to change my name and become a school teacher somewhere in Appalachia.
Yeah.
Where no one can Google and
but
see
you'll be so Jewish.
Is.
You'll stick out there.
Well, I'll tell them that I'm Jewish, but they'll think that's exotic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You know? And well, I'll teach U.S.
Appalachia
history.
Is only like North Carolina
like,
and West
well,
Virginia.
You're not particularly good at connecting with the kids. You don't really seem to know the material. And we observed a couple
history.
Of your class sessions, and you mostly just talked about yourself. You just wouldn't stop telling the kids about your day.
Well, my history is part of history.
It was mostly you're using it as a way to...
Listen, Nick, if you break up the word history, you get his
that,
and story,
we got,
okay?
We got word that you replaced your computer with a mirror. You've just been staring at yourself
yeah.
at your desk.
You assign your children different pictures of you to look at yeah. and say what their favorite parts are. That's what third grade homework is.
Right. It's Adam would have 2 days of a private life before he was like, I was actually on a podcast called Come Town. No, you please look it up. It was really popular. Yeah, de Blasio's son was a huge fan of mine.
Shout out to Dante.
He's apparently just a huge fan of mine.
Huge fan of me in particular. Not
Dante,
so much
let's
guys.
Give us some government contracts, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give us
let's
some,
get
city
some city
deals.
Contracts.
Yeah.
I would love to be a kickback goon.
I would yes, love dude. To get my palms greased.
Dude,
I'll you know
fucking set up a Port Authority.
I would love that.
No buses today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless a little, and then I'm like, or maybe there could be.
Yeah. We could do no-show jobs.
I need a no-show job,
that
Dante.
That Bagel Boss guy played that shit perfectly.
He truly
he
did.
He just gets to be famous. Yeah. Like, everyone was, like, so ready to hate that guy, and now he's like, here I am taking pictures with people.
Yeah. You know? The best part of that whole shit was how he said, he just put on the record that he says the N-word when no
mad.
One asked him. Yeah. No one
said,
fucking asked at
said,
all.
He said he's cool with gay people, but if they touch him.
Don't touch
yeah,
him.
Yeah, don't fucking touch me, bro. Dude, that was what was great about the Dave Matthews thing before it rained, was it was just a stadium full of Long Island guys.
Hell yeah.
Just like sunburned guys with their wives. Like listening to The Space Between and like holding each other. Like clear that they like... They
this
had their
the music
first,
they first fucked
they
to.
Had their first fuck to it, and it's the most important song in their
damn,
lives.
Damn, what an image. Guys with sunburns, their wives, thinking about fucking.
All right, was that not a good enough image? They're just Long Island guys, like with cut-off
sleeves.
I thought
it was nice.
Maroon skin.
I know exactly what you mean. There is a segment of the population.
Guys that will shotgun a fucking beer after they vote for Trump.
They love Dave, dude. Yeah.
They I love Dave.
They're not. I don't think they're on Long Island. They're somewhere in like the other part of New York. But that the family from American Chopper is like my mental image.
Oh, Orange County Choppers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of what, Dave Matthews Band?
No, of Long Island people.
Oh.
You know?
No, dude, it's all... I don't know. Trash. It's just trash.
Sure.
It's just like that annoying fucking.
Well, what do you? Yeah, I mean the
accent.
American Chopper guys.
Well,
there's
the, yeah. They're not fancy like the American Chopper guys, dude.
The mid Long Island between the Hamptons and like the suburbs of New York City, where you're like out on the island like an hour, you know.
Yeah.
That's the real shithole. Mm-hmm. That's the real like
real Trump country.
You get those like what's it? Suffolk County, I think mm-hmm. it is. That's where you get the real.
Is that
gems.
Where the nanny's from? I want some nanny pussy. Fran
Who,
Drescher.
Fran?
Yeah.
Is she out from out on Long Island?
Seems like it.
Shout out to Long Island.
No, fuck it.
Why? No.
It's like, I don't think I've ever been there.
They gave us a lot. I mean, you live there technically.
Yeah, that's true. I live on the Hamptons.
We both live. We are actually technically.
This is a Long Island
we're
podcast.
We're on Long Island
yeah.
right now.
Geographically.
Dude, I want to get bespoke clothing.
Yeah.
I want to get suits made for me and start wearing suits everywhere.
Yeah. You do have the body type of somebody that needs to go get custom suits.
No, that's not what I said. I didn't say I need custom suits. I said I want
custom
suits.
Yeah, you need prescription suits. <That's>
What if I become a suit guy? Will you support me?
Yeah, of course, dude.
Thank you.
I finally got a suit that looks good for the first time in my life.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't know like how to get, you know, you just buy. I mean, I did buy something off the rack, but like The woman was no help. I just had to go around the store until I found something that I liked. It took like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking annoying.
And then you find one that fits right. And it's like, oh, damn.
Any tailoring?
No.
Oh, dude, I bet you if you tailor it, it'll look even better.
Yeah.
Before your event, before the Gay Sex Awards,
mm-hmm.
where you'll be the Lifetime Achievement Award recipient,
mm-hmm.
which is why you need the suit, mm-hmm. I would suggest some tailoring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a funny hypothetical.
No, no, no. There's no hypothetical. I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Where is the Gay reason Sex Awards?
It's at your house.
Where is my house?
I can't say that on the podcast.
Oh, you can't because it doesn't exist. That's why.
No, we're in it right now. Yeah,
sure.
We're in your apartment. Nice. You'll lie. Be hosting the Gay Sex Awards.
Nice lie that you came up with.
And the way
it
they
falls
choose
apart immediately.
The way they choose
upon
the location
inspection.
Is the place where the most gay sex has happened in the last year. And that's why it's
that
your house.
Be your album is called Upon Closer Inspection, and it's someone holding a magnifying glass.
Not to my dick. Yeah, it's not to my dick.
It's to your dick. I mean,
they will not be doing
and
that.
And you're doing the smart comedian.
I wouldn't.
touching your glasses some way, yeah.
I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to win a gay sex award, but I would like to win an award in general.
Yeah,
you know,
so you'd
and
settle
give
for
the
one.
Speech and stuff. So I'd settle for
so
one.
You'd
yeah,
settle for
and
one.
Say this has been such a journey.
What if?
You know?
Okay, what if you get fucked in the ass once?
Uh huh.
And it's those rules that we said earlier.
And it's award winning.
It's the rules we said earlier, where it's six pumps minimum. Could be more.
Six pumps minimum is getting fucked in your ass.
I would say so.
Okay.
And these are long strokes because this is award-winning gay sex.
It's award-winning gay sex.
So would you take that and it pays like, you know, a nice amount and you get a nice weekend getaway?
I want the statue,
getaway.
Dude. I want
you get
the
a really nice statue and it's gold and it's got rubies and sapphires.
Oh,
and
my
shit.
God. I mean, I just want to do it for the speech. Go up there.
It's not even recorded. It's not pornography.
Tell my parents how much I care about
you
them.
You know what I was imagining the other day is the Wright brothers, they finally like get the plane and it works and there's a huge crowd. And then they start, the plane goes up in the air and they're flying. But, you know, it's only 30 feet up in the air. And then they're just passionately blowing each other.
And finally, Orville, watching. We're far away from where the earthbound ones can yeah. see us.
They're like, there's no laws up here, folks. And then they land and then they're just put in jail. My guy with his old-timey police caps on. And that's what they're famous for.
The that Wright is brothers. True. That is a good intro. That... As opposed to what I said earlier, is a good hypothetical compared to my factual statement from earlier. So anyway, congratulations to both of you, Adam, for your award-winning gay sex.
Should I get a pool membership or is it too late into the summer?
Dude? Where?
Well, I think the Kazuko one is like, you know, go whenever. But
it's real close.
The one, the St. John's Recreation Center down in Crown Heights. They have an indoor, they have like an Olympic swimming pool.
Are they nice pools?
I don't know. I've never been in there, but it's only, I think, $200 for the year.
There's got to be a guest pass situation. Go check it out.
Yeah. I kind of want to start swimming laps in the morning.
Like Rocky III.
It's think, good cardio.
And this is modest, but I would like a mansion with an indoor Olympic pool.
I would like indoor, outdoor.
It's like a nice giant Art Deco Olympic pool.
That would be awesome.
Like a kind of a cocaine Miami kind of.
Mine would need
and
to be
I
Olympic.
I trim my perfect pencil mustache, which I'll have back by that mm-hmm. point.
Yep.
And then I have a nice glass of warm milk.
That your husband poured you?
Yeah.
Every morning.
That your husband
that, your loving
that you met
husband.
At the awards, the Gay
at the
Sex
Gay
Awards.
Sex Awards. Honestly, like, when I look at the group of nominees, it's like, I just feel so fortunate even to be named.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Bominees in the same.
At the Shitty Comedian Awards?
No, at the Gay Sex Awards.
Yeah.
Would you prefer a Gay Sex Award or a Shitty Comedian Award?
A Gay Sex Award, dude. It hurts my feelings when people tell me
but
I'm bad at
comedy. You wouldn't have to have gay sex.
No, I would rather have gay sex.
That's fair.
Then get like a Razzie for comedy. Yeah. That would really hurt my feelings.
Has anyone ever called you Barton Twink?
That's good.
No, but
Barton
I kind of have that
good.
Haircut
yeah,
right now.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you look like with that haircut.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an award-winning actor right there.
What about Pussy Stink?
Pussy Stink? Mm-hmm. No
they
one has called me that because
fart,
my pussy's
Barton
immaculate.
And he's mm-hmm. like, I can't stop farting on people's dinks. Uh-huh. John Goodman's like, brother, I used to fart on dicks all the time. Yep. Names, I don't know, whatever. Muncie. Whatever.
I've never seen the movie.
Oh.
But I can.
I'm trying to write a movie for guys like you, the common man.
A guy that just wants to get his dick farted on. Well, I don't know about all that, Barton.
Have you ever farted while getting your dick sucked?
I don't know if it's possible.
It's definitely possible.
Really? I thought that the Blumpkin was actually like a kind of a myth.
No, you can't. No, of course it's not a myth.
Yeah.
You can't get your dick sucked while shitting?
It's like how you can't.
My dick gets.
It's like how you can't piss.
That's the only time I ever get hard is when I'm shitting.
When I'm shitting.
That's why I have to wear a diaper.
I think that shitting and pissing, like.
I have a whole setup in my bathroom where my toilet's been converted to a pod racer.
I think that shitting and pissing shuts down when you're like in fuck.
No, pissing does.
And I make the noises while shitting in my
with your dick.
Yeah, yeah. And I get extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about racing Sebulba.
Got no wacko, got no Buddha.
You just hear all these noises coming out of the bathroom. Oh, yeah. No, he had his toilet converted into a replica pod racer.
Yeah, he uses his dick as the little pushing the speed forward thing.
Uh-huh. That's what the throttle's called.
The throttle.
The little pushing the thing forward.
The speed forward. Thank you.
The speed forward.
Pushing the speed forward thing. I would have thought there's a alien name for it for Star Wars.
Yeah, oh yeah, just how like there's an alien name for everything else in that movie.
Damn, is that really what it's called? A throttle?
Yeah,
I guess so. Is that what the gas is? The gas in the brake is the brake. Is the gas a throttle?
Yeah.
The gas pedal is a throttle.
Well, the gas pedal controls the throttle body. But yes, yeah, yes. Essentially, yes.
Okay,
the whole
thank
system
you.
Is the throttle.
They should call it that. That way.
They do.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard the word throttle.
I've heard the word throttle, but it's the gas and the brake.
What do you mean it's the gas and
that's what everyone calls those two things.
No.
The gas, the brake, and the clutch if you're driving manual.
Oh, you in a car, they call them gas. Yeah.
Thank you. Apology accepted.
But the gas pedal controls.
I heard that apology.
The gas pedal controls.
Damn.
Thank
that
you,
was
Adam.
Bigger you, Nick. We're all growing.
What about the ass pedal?
Yeah. No, things have been nice lately.
Yeah, mm-hmm. not so much, but
things have been good.
Things are okay.
Things are good.
Yeah, things are
okay.
Really awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I would say if we could choose two awesome, the best 2 weeks collectively for all three of us.
No, I mean, honestly, you seem like you're doing well.
You seem good.
You seem better than normal.
I'm doing better.
You're not as like.
And I feel like I'm.
No, I mean, you're better than you were 2 months ago, even.
I'm better than I was for a long time.
Yeah. I would say, for real, no joke, and not even like, there's a verve.
I wasn't myself.
There's a pussy getting verve in your step.
I think being horny again and being just returning to my state of nature as a lascivious Jew winning
That's
a gay
right.
sex award.
Winning a gay sex award.
It's really just brought me back to my roots.
Well, it's like you got...
And they, just
you
to
got,
be
you
named
got,
amongst this list of nominees.
Yeah,
you got confidence back that makes you like less like detestable, I guess.
Yeah.
You're not
less detestable. You're still a little detestable, by the way.
Oh, everybody is, sure.
No. Coming from you, Nick, that warms my
that
heart.
That registers, yeah.
That hits, you know? I'll say.
It's like, you know, in The Simpsons when they spray the sweat on the Mike Tyson guy, Dedrick Tatum, and then Nelson's crying and punching him, and he's like, I can't stop.
Yeah.
Or at least he does that experiment. I guess that's what it is, yeah. Destroying your confidence.
I don't know about if we should.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Damn. And the other thing that we are all automobile owners now.
Oh, yeah.
So that's big.
We are. Nick.
We can start a gang.
Nick
dude.
Got a Volvo.
I did. I got a Volvo. Mm-hmm.
Station wagon. We got two Impulse. Station wagons.
I'll be
in the
driving
crew.
Up front because I have the most nimble automobile.
Yours is the most aerodynamic.
Aerodynamic.
Nick and I have heavier cars.
You're bringing up the rear.
Yeah.
You guys are the.
I tried
guys...
driving my car up a hill in New Jersey a couple days ago and it was not doing so hot.
Nice,
I think
dude.
I was flooring it. We were going
not,
about
That's
20.
Not a big deal driving up hills.
Yeah, you don't
need that.
I don't live in San Francisco.
By the way, where else had he hills that I wasn't expecting? Seattle, maybe? Somewhere had hills, and I was fucking pissed.
The German Alps from...
I just had a funny mental image of Stav, like, He's moving to San Francisco. Going to start his life over. Like the, maybe the montage for like the beginning of like some movie or a TV show.
Yeah.
And it's just Stav like taking in the sights, driving his car. But then we have like a side shot of the car trying to go up a hill. Stopping. It's going like 1 mile per hour. Just slowly rolling yeah. backwards. Just a big smile on his face. Wow, the Golden Gate Bridge.
And just 4 minutes of me going up the hill and back into the movie.
Yeah.
If you live
life
in
life was bad out east, and now you're starting over. You won the gay sex award.
No, I'm the only one here who hasn't.
San Francisco.
No, you two.
You had the most gay sex.
Not
the best of the year, but the best of the last decade.
You won a lifetime achievement award.
But they didn't determine
That's
how long.
That's more than a decade. And I haven't even won the decades award,
by
the way.
You won the decades award?
No.
And now they're naming San Francisco after you.
No, they're not.
And you can't
Stop
argue with
Francisco
it.
Actually would be cool.
It's the song for
okay,
the show.
That's
so you
fine.
Can argue with me all you want, but this is...
Listen, as long as the city of San Francisco is renamed Stop Francisco, then fine. I'll win a decades gay sex award.
Yeah.
Making me gayer than Adam, but not gayer than you for winning a lifetime achievement award. And by the way... The like we said, it's being held in your house because you. This is the place with the.
I kind of
want
to get cable just to watch the Lifetime Movie Network.
Maybe you should.
That shit is the best.
Maybe we'll just get cable again. Isn't that what's gonna fucking happen? If every streaming service is expensive as fuck.
Yeah, no, I mean it because it became. They did. It's funny.
No,
this
I'm just
whole,
gonna torrent again.
This entire process happened with cable services. They tried to offer like boutique packaging or like you select the channels or whatever, and it was a failure. So they went back to like, okay, here's you get 50 channels, you get 100 channels, you just pay, you know, whichever right. one you want. Like people can't, you give them too many options and they fucking overwhelm themselves, especially when they nickel and dime you with like a million different services. Netflix, Hulu, all this shit. I mean, like I write it off as a business expense.
Yes.
But I'm paying like fucking $80 a month in like different subscription services.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I lived with Amber, she would sign up for shit and then like I would forget about it. And then, like, you know, it's like, oh, you've been charged $5.99 for Curiosity Stream.
Yeah. I think I was getting charged like $10 a month for BritBox because I wanted to watch a Louis Theroux documentary, so I got the free trial.
Dude, I just remembered that I signed up for some Japanese pornography website.
You're still getting charged?
Because I wanted to see a fucking... It was like one where...
The one with the big jugs.
No, actually. Name? Actually, not her. I think her name is Hitiko or some shit.
Uh-huh.
But what I got into for a
the
hot
the big
sec,
Hooters.
What I got into for a very hot second there was it was a lesbian massage thing, and it was like these uptight Japanese women were getting like,
lesbian massage is like a fifth grader's porn search.
No, dude, it was like it's a Japanese. First of all, they're Japanese.
I'm gonna go with Nick on this one.
Come on, man, listen to me. It's hot. This they're Japanese. They're uptight.
The reversal. The reversal of allegiances.
That's my role in the show. If you
listen to me. I will defend this.
The Dark Alliance.
Yeah, that's fine, dude. Because this is hot.
The moment that everyone's been fearing is being taken down by the Dark Alliance.
When the storm clouds come over the East Coast.
Listen to me. It's an uptight Japanese lady and another a cute-ass Japanese
girl. A salary
like,
woman.
Exactly. I'm just going to massage you. And then slowly okay. she massages and gets closer to her pussy. And then she's like, I'm going to put a fucking divider up so you can't see. I'm going to use the hot... sponge. She calls it the warm sponge massage, and it's
and
actually
it's
her eating her pussy.
Yeah, and they show box or they blur it out.
They blur out the box,
but still the implication is
it's
so
more
horny.
The
it's the setup.
It's the setup.
It's the theater.
It's the theater. And the sounds the Japanese make.
I think you've got a penchant for narrative stuff.
I love narrative. I would love filmmaking. That's what I. And you
I
see,
hate, I hate that shit that Japanese or Asian girls do.
You see a shot of the one eating her pussy up. and her pussy's wet.
It sucks. It sucks, dude. I hate it.
I was in there, dude.
No.
I like a
whatever.
Yeah,
what are you
right,
jacking off to?
You're right, Nick. I like a deep guttural.
Yeah,
grunt.
You guys want? Yeah, yeah. A bitch that growls like a lawnmower. Mm-hmm. Or a man.
Like a Germanic.
Okay, well, let's go around the room and say, well, we're fucking jacking off to then in the Dark Alliance. I don't give. I'm a freedom fighter, dude, for jacking off to Japanese pornography. And I don't need to be supported by either of you motherfuckers.
Right now, I am trying to keep myself to one blast a day.
One blast a day.
Because I got a lot of free time, a lot of time on my own.
The amount
and
of
I
blast,
know how dark
the
it
amount
could
of
get.
Blasts I do scales up with how many errands I have to run that day.
And blast an errand?
Recently, I'm telling you, man, this fucking t-shirt thing has, like, my life is night and day.
Yeah.
Not having, like, a fucking day job has, like, ruined me. And now that I just have shit I have to do every day, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to structure my shit that way,
you
too.
You have to get out of bed to do something.
Well, I wake up at fucking 8 a.m. I, like, print out all
the morning
I totally get
labels and shipping, you know.
You suck a little dick for you.
Got to run to the post office and I'm out of the house. But every step, I'm beating off.
A blast an errand, huh?
You bust be believing.
You bust be
believing. Yeah, you bust believe.
Do you bust to your mind?
I bust to my mind, yeah.
Your beautiful mind?
Just different equations happening. connections.
Oh, you bust to math. Yeah. I bust to the thought of me giving an award speech at the Gay Sex Awards. Just
bust
the power.
To the idea of you teaching a bunch of kids in Appalachia. And being like, Mr. Friedland, will we ever be as cool as you? And I'm like, no.
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 You won't. You live in this shithole. Mm-hmm. You're not like me who lived in New York for 5 years.
I also jacked off to a Japanese man convincing two friends to suck his dick.
And they were guys.
No, they were women.
Was it Chandler?
He was friends with
Joey?
Girls?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was.
Joey, I think this guy is gay.
No, come on, he's friendly.
Chandler, relax. I can't do Joey.
The morning I wake up, I suck a little dick for you.
I suck a little dick, I'm gay. Shout out to Kevin Spacey for getting those charges dropped.
Yep. Oh yeah, my man skated.
Witness intimidation.
I think on three we all have to say I'm sorry, Kevin.
Yep, sorry.
We are sorry for
now he should have released that fucking
man's
weird,
name through the mud.
That weird cooking video today.
That was awesome, dude.
That rules.
That was one of the best
Honestly,
videos
don't say
of
you
all
don't
time.
Miss me, that you can live without me as an actor.
What a heat check. Feeling himself. Absolutely like this'll get him.
Yeah. Watching,
I'll act my way out of this pickle. Yeah.
Watching that video and meeting Gene DiNapoli were the two happiest moments of the last 5 years of my life.
Absolutely.
The most purely joyous. He's been trying to get in touch with us.
Really?
On Facebook. Yeah. And he's like commenting on YouTube videos that he thinks we posted.
Oh, damn.
I would love to hang out with him again, man.
We'll hit him up, dude. You're the one who knows how he's trying to get in touch with us. I haven't seen
him.
He's been
like messaging the fans run a Come Down Facebook group or something, and Gene wants to get in touch.
Tell him to email.
If I ever have any access to like anything, I want to.
What do you mean?
Give Jim a
Gene.
Give Gina.
If I ever have access to anything, I'm going to buy that abandoned Six Flags in New Orleans and fill it with apes.
I think that they're like vicious. Doing something with it.
Vicious apes.
That was a great day, Nick.
I know, but
they have
abandoned how much Six better Flags. It would have been if it was filled with vicious apes.
There was a Six Flags.
Contained?
A cute interracial couple, an Asian woman and a white man. They're like, let's go look at the abandoned Six Flags.
I don't know who you could be talking about there.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. But again, sorry, folks. Park's closed today.
I wouldn't go down there if I was y'all. Yeah.
Nick and I were like climbing roller coasters.
It's that creepy old man who's actually just 30.
Yeah, and he just talks like that.
Yeah.
Nick and I went to this. There's a Six Flags that was abandoned after Katrina, and then basically like nature was reclaiming the theme park.
Yeah.
There was just
cool.
graffiti everywhere, and then it was
nature.
Just, there was like it was fenced off, but you can like go under the fence and then walk around.
Damn.
Yeah, there were a lot of swastikas that the guy like couldn't get right. You could like tell there's like a row of them.
His first go round.
Yeah, he was like trying to spray paint them.
Damn.
Yeah, but he got it.
Were any of the...
A lot of free Boosie tags.
free him.
He's free now. It worked. True.
Man, Jeffrey Epstein is such a weird looking guy.
Yeah, his smile chin was fucked up in that video, dude. Yeah. Too much gums.
Too much gums, and he's got weird fish lips, almost reptilian. He does look like a lizard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A leathery, like, lizard person. Mm-hmm. But I guess that's anti-Semitic to say.
To say lizard person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Crisman got in trouble for that.
Are they already jacked pedophiles?
Epstein was kind of built.
R. Kelly.
I guess R. Kelly.
R. Kelly is immaculate shape.
Yeah. I wouldn't say immaculate.
Have you not seen his music videos?
The points in his life, maybe.
R. Kelly was the master of the flowing open shirt and wind machine music video aesthetic.
It's also so funny, he just cannot read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's illiterate.
That's awesome.
That rocks. Look at how much he was able to accomplish in his life.
For not reading?
How did he learn the words to the songs?
Yeah, dude.
How did he write Trapped in the Closet if he couldn't read?
He literally probably talked it into a tape recorder.
He probably recited it to one of his slaves.
His sex slaves?
Yeah.
Damn, that goes to show you, you don't really need to know how to read.
No,
reading if you can be if you can be a singer and have a harem of sex slaves.
A harem.
Harem.
Haram is like a...
Everybody's afraid of the FaceApp now because it's a Russian company.
Yeah. You love it, Nick. You've been going off on FaceApp.
I used it a couple times, yeah.
I liked it. Yeah, I like the one where you have an emo haircut and a gray beard.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
The Ken Burns.
Yeah. The Ken Burns. That is what it is. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
they're not going to steal shit.
Hey, everybody, just heads up. Facebook, it's like now it's like, there's no difference between you and your fucking dumbass like boomer parents that are like, Facebook has a thing that says that they're all of your data is going to be used.
Yeah, it's like chain email parents send around.
Yeah, exactly.
They like fax each other.
All Russians are bad. It's a Russian company, which means they're going to use your face to make Hillary Clinton not president again.
Yeah, they don't think that there are dark powers.
Not in America.
That exist that own our faces already.
Mm-hmm.
But, they're just Google and Amazon or whatever. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's also you, like...
And China.
Yeah.
Isn't Amazon hooking ICE up or some shit?
ICE uses, like, or INS uses fucking AWS, like, cloud services.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So I know employees are mad about that.
Did you guys see that ICE agent with the big ass titties?
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
I didn't see that she had the big titties. I just saw that she was a spicy.
You saw the la chicha.
What if she has to be tamed sexually and then they'll free the children?
I'm not attracted to her because of my politics, but
yeah,
if I was, I would fuck the shit out of her.
But that's the challenge. Can you persevere past your politics to sometimes have sex with her?
You know,
because honestly, it would be tough for me.
It would be really hard.
But I would bust all
me
over those big ass titties for the children.
Really, for the kids.
If
meant
Trump
she would
was
learn
like
her lesson.
If Trump was like, if somebody fucks this woman, if you seduce her, I'll let the children go.
Mm-hmm.
I would put on my finest Old Navy Hawaiian shirt. I would steal one of Ryan Schutt's razors and shave my head with it, and I would look great. I would trim up my little mustache, and I would go out and I would eat that woman's pussy for ages.
Yeah.
I would take her out for fajitas. She couldn't resist. And margaritas.
Margaritas.
Margaritas. We would go to Chevy's at Arundel Mills Mall.
Classic. Classic.
I would fly her up to Arundel Mills, Maryland, and I would seduce her there. And I would bust all over her big, fat titties. And I would ask for her to suck
damn,
me
I
off.
Miss. I like Chevy's.
Yeah, that was a good chain Mexican restaurant. For
no,
sure.
No, Chevy sucks, dude.
There was a good Chevy's in Vegas by where I grew up.
They had Chevy's in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know where I always wanted to go?
I liked Macaroni Grill.
You know where I always wanted to go? That I never got a chance to? Chi-Chi's.
I don't know that.
Chi-Chi's was a place. Was a, they had commercials.
I remember Chi-Chi's. They still make like shit.
Still make salsa. And
salsa,
shit.
Yeah.
But I never got to go to an in-person Chi-Chi's, and that breaks my heart. I was so susceptible to advertising as a child, and they had good ads.
Oh, I used to beg my parents for products that I wouldn't even use. When the George Foreman grill ad came, like the infomercial came out, I begged my parents to get one.
You were like 15.
No, I was younger than that. Mm. I was like in maybe sixth grade. But I was like, it knocks out the fat guys. I was like, you are. And then my dad would be like, maybe we should. And then he's like, no, we shouldn't. I'd be like, you are a fucking loser.
Fuck you, old man.
Fuck you, you fucking loser.
I remember...
You cheap loser.
We got a Price Club knockoff George Foreman grill.
I think we did, too.
And we used the...
Black
& Decker.
No, something Beach. What's it called?
Hamilton Beach.
Hamilton Beach.
They make
nice
shit, though.
Yeah, but it was from Costco.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just got a Costco membership.
Dude, we got to go, brother.
Now they got a car. I'm going
to... We're all growing up, dude.
I went to
Costco
last week.
We all got Costco memberships.
We all
got cars.
Returned a vacuum cleaner. No questions asked.
Yeah.
I think my deal is I'm going to keep getting a nicer vacuum cleaner.
They have a deal
at $50 intervals.
They have a deal on there where it's they have a sewing machine that's Costco only. I'm going to start making my own clothes.
Oh, dude, I would love to start designing.
That
fashions.
Would be awesome if we come in here and it's a fucking sweatshop.
Yeah, I got a bunch of like Chinese people. Like, hey guys, sorry.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, you just take a break to yell at them in Mandarin.
Lee, what are you doing? Oh, okay. Yeah, it looked like he was going to the bathroom.
If you don't watch him, he'll go. He'll go if you're not fucking careful.
These Chinese, they're fucking sneaky.
They'll go anywhere.
They at any opportunity they can.
You give them an inch of daylight.
You go pee-pee, you go poo-poo.
They will fill your carpet with Chinese urine.
They just love pissing. And
it smells like...
It's like they're like cats.
Star anise.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice.
Yeah. It is nice. It does. It smells like Nag Champa.
Fuck, man. I ate some Indian food for breakfast today, and it's kind of slowing me down.
Yeah?
I had a taste for Indian.
I had 3 bites of a breakfast burrito.
You had Indian food for breakfast?
Well, at noon.
But you went and got new, and you didn't, like, have leftovers.
Well, at noon, I ordered some. I had coffee in the morning for my breakfast. I guess my real breakfast was an oat milk latte.
Interesting. That would be too rough for me. That would fucking tear up my guts.
Yeah, I'm going to really pay for this.
Yeah.
I think I have hemorrhoids. Because I had a sharp pain in my ass recently.
Yeah.
And I looked up the symptoms and seems like pretty textbook like hemorrhoids.
It's usually this happens from having gay sex. You're like, no, not me. Just scroll past that as fast as possible.
No, I think also...
I'm going to put in a request to have them delete that from the website.
I think also from just being fat as shit and sitting on the toilet forever is what I found out.
Yeah, no.
Because I love to sit on the toilet and just chop it up, dude.
I had a friend, and we were like kids, he got hemorrhoids, and I think it was because he would sit on the toilet too long.
I've done that my whole life.
Game Boy or whatever on the fucking toilet.
Remember the era where you brought the laptop into the, when you shat?
I still do that.
That was a beautiful time. You still do it.
Sometimes, yeah.
Throwback.
Get some writing done in there.
My ass actually kind of hurts now that I think about it.
Oh, guys, I announced...
Oh, yeah.
That I will be at the Lodge Room in Los Angeles, California.
San Diego, August 2nd.
29th.
August 2nd, Adam is at the Lodge Room in San Diego.
And if you're in San Diego,
23rd.
Stay tuned for updates. I'll be there on the 28th, but there's no link up yet.
Buy tickets at adamfriedland.biz.
I need to make a website.
$15 online, $8 at the door.
I'll be in Rochester August 3rd. Buy tickets to that. And Boston 16th to the 17th. Oakland, the first show already sold out. We added a second. Buy those tickets. I'll add a third, baby. I'll do as many as you motherfuckers want.
Come.town is where I'm selling shirts. Soon to be the place eventually where you can buy tickets to our live shows. I'm going to have that.
Nice.
I'm going to integrate that Come.town.events.
And we got a little meeting. We're working on something. We're trying to come to the U.S. So stay tuned for all three boys are going to start coming.
But we're actually all expats. And this show is recorded
in St. James Island.
Yeah, on Little St.
James.
On Big St. James.
Big St. James.
We only fuck big fat bitches.
Big fat whores.
How much weirder would that be? Is if there was a guy with a private island where he was just
he had a bunch of just BBW sex slaves.
That would be...
I mean, until they became slaves, that sounds like an awesome place.
I'm just hearing steel drum in my mind right
now. Dude, I'm trying to go to Big St. James, honestly.
See the guy named Jeffrey Jackson, he's like, it's my island, it ain't none of your damn business. You keep goddamn hands off my motherfucking island. Just a big bitch island. Yeah. And then it's like all the buildings look like that weird Egyptian temple.
Yeah.
Except there's one that's just a regular house, and they're like, what the fuck is this? What is this weird regular looking house?
Just on one McMansion?
Yeah.
No, it's just like a house.
They ain't no weird Hotep worship going on. Just fucking big bitches here. Bringing some of the top players from around the world. We got George Clinton. We got George Clinton flying in on a private flight.
Bebo Rice.
Half of British P-Funk has Hell visited yeah. Big St. James Island. Manny Fresh, Chris Tucker.
Manny Fresh, the big timers are definitely over at Big St. James Island.
Baby and Manny Fresh,
all of Cash Money Records.
Silk the Shocker,
Silk the Shocker, definitely there, dude.
C Murder, who's I think in jail still.
Clips and Birdman,
mm-hmm.
hanging out at Big St. James Island.
Yep,
like literally just a room full of guys just
rubbing free Max B and send him to Big St. James Island.
Max B needs to get out.
Let him be on house arrest at Big St. James
Island. That's an official compound stance.
Yeah.
He got a raw deal.
Yeah.
And he invented the term wavy.
Yeah. It's like people are trying to figure out what Jeffrey Jackson's business actually is. And he's like, we selling clothes, but they also sell phone accessories. Like, it doesn't make any sense. No, what you have to understand is it's a multi-level marketing operation.
I love Big St. James Island.
Oh, man, I want to go.
That would be great.
All mm-hmm. the players. All the best players.
We're inviting some of the top players from around the world.
Some of the top players. Oh God, that's Valhalla. That's the paradise that I'm trying to go to.
Yeah.
Desert.
All right.
Also, shouts out to the new stand. Have you guys been to where?
Oh yeah, since new
it's
stand.
No,
it's fucking awesome.
I hear it's great. Jimmy's I saw location. The marquee. It looks amazing.
The marquee there tonight.
Nick will be there tonight. You guys will not have a chance to see him because we're recording. And
this
it's
comes out Sunday
later. But I'll be there every Tuesday. Just check out the club in general, though. It fucking rules. Bye, guys.
Later. Bye.